flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
WEEI Afternoons, where we're learning the age-old lesson that everyone loves and hates lists. As soon as you put a list out, some people are going to be like, oh, nailed it, agree with that. Oh, that's stupid. Oh, that one's stupid. You forgot this guy. If you're watching on Twitch, I do enjoy the picture on the screen right now. Actually, Fitzy, you're kind of scary. We have the Three Stooges.
So you're Mo.
You're scary.
Me as curly is terrifying. That is like, that's Pennywise, the radio host right there. That's terrifying.
And Ted actually looks fine.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Curly.
Yeah, how about that?
Looks good. Anyway, 617-779-7937. We're talking about our top five quarterbacks, top five coaches since 1980. And we're going to go back to the phone lines because Tom in the car has some thoughts on our list. Tom, what's up?
You know, I came into your conversation when I was getting into the car, and I think the quarterback that I would put on the list, I think I'm out of date now. But whenever I hear them mention Joe Montana, mm-hmm. I always get perplexed that Bradshaw is not on that list because he basically did everything that Montana did. Their records are basically almost equal, but no one mentions Bradshaw. I think it's a personality thing. And when you think about the quarterbacks on the list, basically, if you have Manning on that list, who played in a dome stadium most of his career, and Bradshaw, who played half his career before they made the blunt rule where they let receivers run all over the place, and he played outdoors, he never seems to be on those quarterback lists. But when I just jumped on the radio, your date goes from 1980 on, so mm-hmm. I think I'm out of date here.
All right, thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, and that, even though you were a little pre there, it's hard with the eras, even from the 80s, 90s into now. It's a different game, and how would Joe Montana play now? How would Randall Cunningham? If you couldn't touch Randall Cunningham, if you were scared to hit Randall Cunningham, that would give him more opportunities if he played like Patrick Mahomes or flopping Josh Allen and different things. So, yeah, the eras definitely matter, and some of the teams matter. Hell, the coaches matter. Don't you think some of these quarterbacks that are a little lower, had you paired them up with Belichick or Andy Reid, probably would be higher on our lists? Like, there's a reason there's some overlap of the two lists, franchises. You know, you pair up the two perfect guys at the perfect time, and you end up with greatness.
Listen, am I on right
now? I am not hearing you, Ted Mm-mm. Johnson.
Mm-mm. Hey, there we go.
There you are.
This is an interesting stat when it comes to Terry Bradshaw. Good. You know what? It's he should get some love, but he didn't exactly fit your parameters. But This is an interesting stat, though. Of the 29 QBs who have attempted at least 40 passes in Super Bowls, Bradshaw is number one in yards per attempt at 11.1.
It was a different time. A
lot of deep balls.
Doesn't that surprise you, though? Like 11?
Oh, if you're throwing to Stallworth Swan, you could go deep.
That's still a pretty impressive.
I mean, it's a little like if you go back and look at Stanley Morgan, his yards per catch is
okay.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
No one else was over 10. I just thought that was interesting. And he had a 10.7 touchdown percentage. 10% of his passes went for touchdowns. Yeah.
And that's an era thing because there wasn't so much volume in the passing game. So it was just, it's different. And I don't know how you marry all those
together. So impressive.
He's an there's a reason that his team won 4 Super Bowls.
Correct.
Like, he is in that conversation with Brady and Mahomes, and it's a conversation only a few people can have.
Yeah.
Hey, how many rings you got? Oh, you got 2? Could you see yourself out of this conversation, please? This is just for us special people. And he's in that conversation. Yeah. But for our criteria, he didn't really fit the age range. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Jim in Manchester, New Hampshire, what do you think of our top 5 QB list?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't realize this from, 1980 on. I'm a longtime Cleveland Browns fan, and Otto Graham. In this conversation.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim.
Our sympathies, Jim. He said longtime Cleveland Browns fan.
Yeah, that's the last time they were good.
I'm surprised. I'm waiting for the Sammy Ball call.
Slinging Sammy Ball.
What about Batstar?
Okay, so let's get some of these names out here so people realize we do acknowledge that football occurred before 1980. We're not pretending that it started then or whatever. Johnny Unitas, Bart Starr, who else? Len Dawson. Do we need any age old? If you're here in New England, you might have loved Vito Babe Parilli. Not that he's necessarily the all-time greats conversation, but made some plays here at Fenway Park.
Roger Staubach.
Yeah, there's some all-time greats, but we... And
Bart
that's why
Starr.
I wanted to cut it off at 1980. I feel like that's
probably smart.
A little bit more modern.
Sid Luckman.
I don't know.
1939 to 1950.
I'm sure Jim Thorpe threw a pass once in a while, too.
He did everything.
These are guys anyway.
Steve Grogan.
Steve Grogan is not on the list.
No, he's not.
He's in our hearts. I love him.
Where he belongs.
Actually think he's high on the list that Ted talked about yesterday of connecting with fans and your region and blue collar and Steve Grogan, Grogan Marciano Sporting Goods.
Has there ever been a quarterback to wear a neck rub?
Right. And he fit that.
I love that.
Tough guy, the whole thing. And he fit New England, but, he's not on the all-time greatest quarterbacks list that we're putting together here. Let's go to Zach in New Hampshire. Zach, what's your thoughts on our top 5 QBs list?
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
What's going on, guys? First-time caller here. I just had a comment for you. If Andy Reid can get credit for NFC Championship appearances, should Jim Kelly be on your guys' list as an honorable mention?
He was on mine.
He was on Fitzy's. Thanks for the call. He gets credit.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
The problem is when you don't have a ring, if he had one and then had the other 4 or 3 or whatever, I think that changes the whole conversation.
Right.
But to have never gotten over that hump to put that ring, it's like the 07 Patriots we talked about that day. They were going to be the greatest team of all time, and then they didn't win, and they just get forgotten, pushed down the list.
Yeah, that
04
team's still better.
Yeah. You're not biased, are you? You're not
still
biased,
better, that 04 team.
617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in one more call before we get to the top of the hour. Let's go to Steve in Fall River, wants to comment on our top 5 list.
The 04 team was better. The 97 offense of the Patriots was better than this 2007. How are you guys? When you have Boomer Esiason and you have Randall Cunningham, and for half their career, they weren't the top 5 in the league. They couldn't be in the top 5 for half the seasons they played. They weren't considered top 5 when they were playing. Then they can't be in your honorable mention. I'm gonna defer to your quarterbacks, and I'm gonna get into the coaches. Andy Reid, number one. Joe Gibbs, number two. Bill Belichick, number three. And he only gets number three because he has the six Super Bowl rings, courtesy of Tom Brady. And guess what? You have to look at what they do without a great player type. Bill Belichick is underwater. He has one playoff win in 12 seasons without Tom Brady. Mark Sanchez has four playoff wins with Rex Ryan. He has 12 seasons underwater. That is not the case with Andy Gibbs. And it's also the case with Mike Shanahan. Mike Shanahan's record is wonderful with John Elway. It is completely different without John Elway.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I appreciate your input, and I'm not going to rip your list, just like you shouldn't rip mine when I put Randall Cunningham. And I admitted mine was a little nostalgic or personal or whatever my affinity was for Randall Cunningham.
That's sports. That's sports fandom. That's exactly what we're here for.
Real quick, before we go.
Yep.
One thing I find very interesting is there is a quarterback that has won multiple Super Bowls that no one's mentioned in their top on top of their list.
Is this a big market tease? You're going to tell us top
I'll tell you hour? When we come back.
Ted Johnson will tell us which quarterback we're leaving off the list. We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll also take a quick look at the draft, where some people think quarterbacks could go high, some people think quarterbacks won't go high, and it all could change what the Patriots do at number four. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.